Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
9:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, color analyst for the Baltimore Orioles, former one of one, he is Ben McDonald. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing well. Before we get to the pitching, hitting, and running of the game, I want to go to that benches clearing meeting that took place at second base last night.
Everybody said hi. Hey, yeah. How you guys doing? How's the game going? That's great.
How's the wife and kids? Where'd y'all eat last night? Okay, let's go back and dugout.
I think Heston Kjerstad was completely within bounds to feel the way he felt, because I thought he put a little extra mustard on that hot dog on the way down, a little shove. And I also think with the way this team has been going right now, that wasn't a bad thing for this team to try to see if they still have a pulse. And by the way, Jorge Mateo gets a week-long pass. No matter what he does for the next week, I'm not talking bad about him, because he was the first one on the scene. He's the first responder.
That dude looked like Flash Gordon going out there, didn't he? I mean, I thought it was Mullins at first, because Mullins was on deck. You know, I got to look at it. I said, no, that's Georgie. But, yeah, I get cursed out. I mean, remember last year, you know, he was rolling really good, guys, about 13 good games in a row, and then he got hit in the head by the Yankees and Clay Holmes, and it really set him back and messed up the rest of his year. So, you know, that thought was in the back of his mind. And then when that happened and Ray kind of came down on him a little bit there, you know, I was okay because he had to go up and get the ball, but I'm with you guys. I saw a little bit of a shove and a push to get away and to go get the ball. And I think that's where Kjerstad took exception to it. And Rob, when you texted me last night during the game, I totally agreed. I mean, this is what this team needs. This team needed a wake-up call. This team needed something to happen to kind of energize them. And it did bring me back to the 93 team that I was on, Rob. And I told you about that team, started off 10-17. And remember the 93 team, we had that giant bench-clearing brawl, arguably the top 10 brawl in the history of Major League Baseball. And that kind of brought us together against the Mariners, you know, many, many years ago. And so, yeah, I think it was a good thing. I'm glad for Heston for sticking up to himself, you know, and say, hey, we're not taking this anymore, you know. And so good for the Orioles. It was look, guys, I mean, I know, and I said it on the air last night, I said, this feels like, and I hate to say this in the month of April, because it's the first month of the season, that this feels like a must-win game last night to beat the Yankees, to win two or three, to try to get some momentum going into May. And I'm just glad they won. And so hopefully this is going to be something that kind of gets them a little bit more consistent and gets them going forward through May and June.
Do they run drill? Like, the Ravens have a conditioning drill that you have to pass. Do they run like 60-yard sprints for the bullpen to see how fast they can get to the infield? Because it is the dumbest thing that I think I see watching baseball, is those guys. Like, Cino Perez, it looked like he was chasing Mr. Freeze down in Atlanta or whatever.
I know.
He's just barreling, man.
They're going to fight. I'd rather just see the infielders fight and then the bullpen guys just get out in center field and fight each other. You know, that way everybody got to run in the field. We have two different fights at one time going on if it's ever going to happen, you know?
Yeah, Ben, outside of that and joking about the brawl that wasn't, some of the other things, we're starting to see Jackson hit a little bit more and play better over his last nine games. Do you think we're starting to see him turn that corner a little bit, or is it still way too early because it's baseball?
No, I think he's definitely better. There's no two ways around that. I mean, he is His swing decisions are better. I think mechanically, with that, without the big high leg kick that he had last year, he puts himself in a better hitting position earlier. So I'm seeing some now. I still want to see some improvements against left-handed pitching. I think that's the next step for him. And look, he's getting better there too. There's no doubt about that. And he's moving in the right direction. And he made his very first error of the season the other day. So I think he's been solid on defense. You know, and he's hung in there. He feels more comfortable. He looks more comfortable to me. And so, yeah, I'm pretty pleased where Jackson is right now, because I think going on in, we said, look, if Jackson could just hit 240 this year and hit the ball out of the ballpark every now and then, play a good solid defense, he's on pace to do it. He's hitting over 240 right now. So I'm kind of pleased where Jackson is. I think the bigger questions are people like Kerstad, who got a couple hits like here last night, Mountcastle, who hit his first homer in a while last night. Those are the guys that the Orioles need to get some consistency out of and get them going a little bit. You know, obviously losing Westberg in that lineup really hurts. We know about Cowser. And look, I'm not making excuses, but when you lose 13 guys and you got 13 guys on the IL, it's tough, man. I'm telling you, it is very tough to be where you want to be, and that's kind of where the Orioles are right now.
It's not excuses. It's reasons. It's not excuses. It's reasons. The people. That's the difference between excuses. Excuses is all the guys are in the lineup and not doing things, and we're trying to find reasons why they're not. But when guys aren't there, that's a legit reason. You lost the first three guys in your rotation.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, pitching, I don't care what anybody says, pitching, it has always and will always be the most important thing in this game we call baseball. You got to have pitching, because we've seen it, man. When the starters go out for the Orioles and they give you a chance to win, this team's got a chance to win. Has the offense done? We hoped it was done. Absolutely not. The offense isn't there yet. And honestly, guys, the Orioles in the month of April didn't play well in any phases of the game. You can look at hitting. Yeah. You can look at runners in scoring position. You know, you can look at pitching, starters, ERA, boom. And look, nothing went well for the Orioles. And so there's nowhere to go but up right here. And so, look, this is about, for me, this is about hanging on in the month of May, playing 500 baseball in the month of May, maybe a shade above if you can. And then you start to roll some of your guys back into this in the month of June. You start to get Eflin back. You hope you get Grayson Rodriguez back. You know Kyle Bradish is coming. Kittredge is coming. He's really close. And so you start to roll some dudes back in come the month of June, the way I look at it. So right now it's about, let's keep our head above water. Let's hang on. Let's stay within striking distance. And then we're going to show you something come July, August, and September.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
McDonald joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You brought up a guy, Ryan Mountcastle. Mounting his head, came in the last night with two hits in his last 10 games. Average dropped from 259 to 191 going into last night's game. He looked like there was weight lifted from his shoulders as he was rounding first base, rounding the bases last night at that home run. I know it's only one hit, but I feel like Mounting is one of those guys that's really pressing right now, and he's kind of in his own head.
Yeah, I don't disagree, Rob. And you know, what did you see from Mounting last night? I saw him do what for the first time and how long last night, Rob? He smiled, right?
He smiled
last night after hitting that home run. That's what I've been wanting to – because that dude is a fun-loving, kind of go-easy kind of dude, likes to have a good time, smiling all the time. even smiling much. And I'm going to tell people at home that's never played this game at this level, this game is not fun, guys, when you're not winning. I'm just telling you, when you're not performing, everybody says, oh, it's big league baseball. It's got to be great. You know, you're making money. You're in the big league. No, all those things are true. But at the end of the day, you want to have success. You want to do well individually. You want to do well as a team. And this game, I've been there before, guys, and I remember it like it was yesterday. When you're not going well individually or as a team, this game is not fun. It's just not, you know. And so the boys hadn't been having fun because they hadn't been playing well. And to see Mountie smile last night, man, I got a kick out of that just to see him grin. Because we know, guys, look, we've seen it before the last 4 or 5 years. When Mountie heats up, he'll just say, hop on, boys. Just hop on these broad, wide shoulders I got. I'm going to carry you guys for a while. He can do that, man. So good to see him get going. We know Adley's been scuffling a little bit. He got a couple of hits last night. You know, Gunner got another hit. Sayed got another hit. You know, Jackson got a hit. Mountie, you talked about. Kerstad got two. And I mean, the bottom part of that lineup, and I mentioned it last night, you know, Holiday, Mountcastle, Kerstad, and Urias. And this is what separated the Orioles, I felt like, the previous 2 or 3 years. They would get production at the bottom of the lineup. They got it last night. I mean, I think those bottom four went 6 for 16, hit both home runs, drove in 4 of the 5 runs. And so I was happy to see the offensive production. Now, look, runners in scoring position, guys, it is still an issue. I mean, I was talking about that last night. You go 2 for 21 in a 3-game series, and you beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 by going 2 for 21 with runners in scoring position. That doesn't happen every series. So that's still got to get a lot better, the runners in scoring position. But, hey, let's enjoy this. It's an off day today. They knock off the best team in the AL East 2 out of 3 and hopefully building some momentum going forward.
Yeah, I just feel bad for Mountie because he's not going to see his kids, the Toronto Blue Jays, until the end of July. So that's not going to help him get right. Hey, I brought up earlier Kobe Mayo's absolutely killing it against left-handed pitching in the minors. His OPS starts with a 2, and that's before the point. What are your thoughts? Because, like, we've talked about how this team didn't want to trade their prospects away because they really believe they're going to be superstars as well. I like what they've done, and I'm dying to see Kobe Mayo at the major league level for an extended cup of coffee, but I get the jostling of the roster and how you got to do things. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from Mayo, not only in spring training, but last year as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he had a great year at the AAA level last year. Then he comes to the big leagues, and not any different than a lot of prospects that come up here. You know, I mean, we saw Jackson, we saw Rutschman, we saw others come up from AAA, Colton Cowser. It's an adjustment up here, you know, and what people have to understand, this is the biggest gap, in my opinion, from AAA to the big leagues that we've ever seen. If you can pitch at all and you're left-handed, you're not in AAA, you're in the big leagues. If you can really pitch because of the injuries, you're not pitching in AAA, you're in the big league. So what I'm getting at is AAA pitching now is really AA pitching because there's been so many injuries and so many guys elevated to the big leagues. You're bringing up guys from AA to AAA. So sometimes the numbers can be skewed. I remember last year we looked at it, the average big league hitter hit 243, the average AAA hitter hit 267 last year. And so it's a little bit different in AAA. I thought Mayo was – I'm not going to say he got dominated to big league level last year, but there were some holes, and they quickly found those holes with Mayo. And look, he had a little bit of a rough spring this year. We know that. And he had a little bit of a rough start in AAA this year, but he's gotten it going lately. There's no doubt he's a big leaguer, in my opinion. There's no doubt he's going to play in the big leagues, and he's going to play for a while. Is he ready yet? You don't know until you bring him up, but you got to find a place to put him, right? That's the challenge right now because Urias has been so big over at third base, you know, and you're not moving him at third base. And Mountcastle, if he gets going, I mean, he's not going to be the guy you're going to bench for Kobe Mayo right now, you know, because Mountie's better on defense and he's got that experience. So I think the biggest challenge for Mayo right now is going to be finding a place to play. Having said that, I think he will be a trade piece, in my opinion. I think the Orioles are going to hope he burns up AAA again this year and get his value to as high as they can get it, and they're going to use him at some point in time around the trade deadline, in my opinion, to go get a pitcher.
That means Mountie stays, I guess. You know, Jeremy talked about Mountie's kids to Toronto Blue Jays. Between you and I, Ben, Jeremy talks about Mayo so much, I think he might be his kid.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, here's the thing about next year, and I'm just projecting this forward. You got a kid by the name of Basayo that's down there in AAA right now, or AA, wherever he's at. Eventually, he's going to make his way to Baltimore, either as a catcher, a DH, or a first baseman, or a combination of the 3, which is probably what's going to happen. And so that very well could be your first baseman of the future. It could be Bisaccia when he's not catching, and you could see a Rutschman Bisaccia platoon situation between DH, you know, over there at catching position and, of course, first base. That is going to be an option down the road as well.
Rob, I know it's not my time with the stupid dad jokes, but did you guys know that I had a horse named Mayo? It makes me laugh every time mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, I remember that movie. And we got the Kentucky Derby coming up weekend. So
Preakness in a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, my friend. Enjoy your day off. We got the Royals in town, man.
All right, go O's.
Go O's. Thanks a lot. Man.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.